Because a good man out of the good treasures of his heart, he brings forth things that are tall, they're good. An evil man, he brings forth things that are evil. Now, brothers and sisters, you can know whether someone is good or evil. What they're always constantly talking about. Their verbiage. One that is murmuring, that is a wicked, clamorous man or woman. You find someone that's always murmuring and debating, they're clamorous. They're clamorous. They're clamorous. It's a clamorous, silly man. It's a clamorous, foolish woman. She's loud. She's simple. And she knows nothing. That's why they talk about things that are so simple, that have no complexity at all. The Word of Yahweh have dynamicism. It's a very dynamic book. Why? Because you've got to get precept upon precept, precept upon precept. So you just can't establish a precept without the precept. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It's still the truth. It's still right. Whether you like it, whether you love it, is still right. Nothing changes. That one word. That one word. So when a man begins to move with that principle of Yahweh's fear, you will know he will hate those things. He hates that forward, that perverse mouth that's always speaking. That has nothing that is of truth. That has nothing to edify the being of a man. Has nothing to strengthen the being of a man. Only thing that things are bitter and full of anger and hostility. Hallelujah, Yahweh. It is not of Yahweh. Yahweh is going to rage in His anger and His fury. And there's no anger like His anger. None whatsoever. The fury of Yahweh can no man stop that. And so we began with that principle of wisdom. You will know that you're walking in the principle of wisdom when you began to fear Yahweh. When you began to fear Yahweh. When you began to honor Him and reverence Him. And you cannot reverence Him and love Him when you don't do what He tells you to do. What will it profit any of us to gain the whole world today and lose the principles of Yahweh? And man has gained those things, yet he has lost the principles of Yahweh. Has he not? I was reading yesterday on the travesty and the wickedness of man. I was reading how Mr. Lee Raymond, he's the CEO of Exxon. They gave him more than a golden parachute. They gave him $400 million because he's retiring as the CEO. And I watched this pig one day, jaws like a hog's jaws, that he mocked the price of gas. He says, no, I don't apologize for that. That's the way of business. You tell me a corporation making $36 billion profit, giving him $400 million is nothing. Then they go to nations like Venezuela. They go to countries like Nigeria. Can you imagine what $400 million would do in Nigeria? And they rob the substance, these dogs of hell. They rob these little nations. And give the poor people not even the pits. They steal from them. And they work them like slave drivers for nothing. And this fat hog, he asked, you that offended with my verbiage, be offended. And this fat hog walks off with $400 million. $400 million. Can you comprehend that? Just that in the bank alone would make him $10 million a day. Just that alone, $10 million or better. And this wicked, evil world doesn't rage in that. I said that to say this. That is the power of the principles of the God of this world today. That's why all these whorehouses are teaching get and have and be greedy. Yahweh said, begins with my fear. When a man has wisdom, he will fear me. When one has no principles of wisdom, they will not fear me. You will know by their mouth. You will know by their evil attitude and their evil ways. You will know how ignorant they are. You will know how simple, how clamorous that one is because they have no fear of Yahweh. They have no yara. That is to have trepidation of Him. That is to tremble before Him. That is to be in awe of Him. That is to be quiet before Him. And they take these corruptors, that corrupt nations and people, and rob and steal. And yet their own employees, they rob from them and steal. No man is worth that in any job. Well, the reason they pay him, because he has totally stole and robbed from the people. That's what they have done. And that's what this world is doing. And I say to you, when you steal from the honor of Yahweh, when you take the mitzvot of Yahweh and the principles of Yahweh, and you say that they're not the most valuable thing, you are one without a foundation. You can reject that to your own peril and your own death. But a man cannot do what Yahweh commands him. He has no foundation at all. I don't care how he seems, how nice he is, how sweet she may be, how lovable she may be. It means nothing at all. Not only do you hear what he commands you as the Torah speaks unto us, but you do what it tells you to do. It's one thing that the law, the Torah of Yahweh, the truth of Yahweh, it will cut deep. How much here declares that? That the word of Yahweh is sharp and powerful than any two-edged sword. And it cuts. It never needs sharpening. The more it cuts, the sharper it gets. That's what happens. The more it cuts, the sharper it gets. And so the more it cuts you, the sharper it gets. What do you mean, preacher? It is sharp to identify everything in you. It pinpointed. Pinpointed. It's not off the mark. That's it now. And what we try to do is challenge Yahweh. Well, how do you know that? How can you say that? Because of your fruits. I know a pecan tree from a pear tree. What if they're growing together? Well, I have the ability to differentiate between a pecan and a pear. Even without fruit, I know the difference, okay? I know the difference between an apple tree and a pear tree. A peach tree and a pear. I know the difference, okay? I know the difference between an oak and a pine. I don't know between a poplar and a pine, a hickory and an oak. I know the difference, okay? It may be limited knowledge, but I know that. But once I see the leaves, then I can get a better understanding. Once I see the fruit, I can get a better understanding. And so once Yahweh speaks to us, He can tell us what principles are in us. And we are a generation that is full of evilness and seductiveness, and we walk in such unfaithfulness up to Yahweh, we don't even know we are prostitutes. Prostitute doesn't realize how many filthy diseases she's carrying in her and how filthy her body is. That's why the world today, women today and men, they go into one another and realize what filth and the wickedness they put in each other. It's a foul thing. It's none of your way. And we see the metaphor, the transition of that, and what we call the assembly and the whorehouse of a church. Another proven grounds of practice, satanicism, and every kind of offering unto Aphrodite there is a sexual proven ground. That's all they are. Sex. And the reason they come for sex is because somewhere, somehow, no one is dealing with the corruption of the heart of man. That is the truth. Don't take a word back, preacher. I will not. So when one is moving with fear, you know that there is a principle of wisdom there. And with that principle, you will begin to see Yahweh move mightily. And you will begin to see great strength in that one's life. You will see that in one's life when they began to move with the principles of Yahweh. Look at what Yahweh speaks unto Jeremiah. Jeremiah 5:20, he says this. Now this is what Yahweh says. This is not what David Roberts says. This is what Yahweh says. This is not what some preacher says. This is what the book says. Yahweh says, declare this in the bay at the house of Yaakov and publish it. Make sure it's written in Yehuda. Saying, you say this to them. First of all, he says what? What does he say? Read that loud, everyone. No. The first word, I just want that. He says what? He says what? Hear. That's why HaMashiach says that he that hear my words and does them not is like one that has no foundation. So immediately the principle is hear. This is a foolish generation. It hears, it answers before it hears, doesn't it? You ever found yourself doing that? Come on, hear somebody. So it answers before it hears. A wise generation hears first. And then they ponder the matter, then they answer. A foolish generation think because they ask questions, it shows some kind of strength of understanding. It shows how ignorant because they don't have the ability to hear. The Bereans, they heard. They listen. It says the Bereans listen. And they heard the word. They heard the word. Then they searched the Torah, the Tanakh, to see what Shaul said was the truth. That's what they did. Hallelujah. He says this now. He said, here's this, oh, good people. What do you call them? Is this Yahweh talking? Is he talking to his people like that? Are we his people? Are we his people? We ought to be ashamed, shouldn't we? I'm ashamed of that. Then he has to tell me, here, oh, foolish man. Did he call Messiah that? Did he call HaMashiach foolish? No, he did not. He never called him foolish. Because when he fulfilled that commission of Yahkahan and that Yartan, he said, this is my beloved son. He said, we're pleasing him. I like him. He's all right. I like you, boy. You're my son. You're from my bosom. You're from my bosom. And that's why, Jermaine, I'm not trying to take your message. You preach it, all right? We must be birthed from above by the Ruah. We have been birthed in the flesh, but this thing has to come from above. It has to come by the powers, Ruah. And the word of Yahweh is not, it has not come from beneath. It came from above. And we have to be birthed by that. We have to be made alive by the power of His Ruah. And that's why the word has no effect in us, because we do not have the Ruah of Yahweh. You have a religious spirit, but it's not the Ruah. Because when the word is spoken, it causes, the Ruah brings it alive. Because it witnesses those things that is heard and will tell you that is the truth. That is the truth. He says, you make sure you say this to them. He said, hear now, O foolish people. And you are people without bina'ah or understanding. You have no perception. You cannot discern. You have no ability to know or to understand. He said, you're people without understanding. You have eyes, don't you? And you cannot see. Which have ears, but you cannot hear. He asked them a question. He says, Yara, or fear you not me, saith Yahweh. He says, will you not tremble at my presence? Now, do you understand that? He says, you don't have that kind of principle in you that you know I made you. You will not Yara me. You will not fear me with great trepidation and tremble when you come into my presence. You see, this is a generation that has no wisdom. And without wisdom, and the reason they have no wisdom is because they don't hate their evil ways. They don't hate their lying tongue. They don't hate their arrogant ways. They don't hate their pride. They don't hate that, do they? Have you ever said something to someone they try to defend their ways? That's the nature of human beings, isn't it? They have not been birthed from above, my brother Jermaine, as you said. They do not have the life of the Torah in them. Because we're set to defend one thing. And that's the living hope of Torah truth, HaMashiach. That's what we're set to defend. I'm not set to defend Jermaine. He's not set to defend me. I'm not set to defend Deacon Benny. He's not set to defend Elder Martin. Elder Martin's not set to defend Brother Dale. Brother Dale's not set to defend Brother Charles. We defend truth. We defend the living truth. And I will defend that until I die. I have nothing else to live for but that. I have no other purpose in life. I don't want to be a scholar. I don't want to be a rich, wealthy man. I want to be a man rich in the Ibun of Yahweh. I want to be a man that is strong. I'm not concerned about the physical strength. I'm talking about a man that rises to the occasion by the power of his Ruah. That will come against every kind of vile thing there is. I don't care if it's in you. You. Makes no difference. Period. Hallelujah. 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 So it makes no difference at all. He said, will you not tremble in my presence? Why would they not tremble in his presence? Because they have no revelation of whom he is. Why would you not fear Yahweh? Because you don't have wisdom. We don't have wisdom as to know who he is. He is some fabrication of our imagination that we have made up. And believe me, my brothers and sisters, he is not what you have made up. And that's why our flesh, which is enmity against the Torah, the truth of Yahweh, keeps us from the book. Something is wrong. We got time for every kind of thing that is full of frivolity and folly, but no time for the book. Seems like the only time we have is on the Shabbat, on Wednesday night. We open it up, break out our notepads and all of that. You forget that until the next week. It has no value to you at all. You don't go back and look at the things. And that's why we've been so easily deceived. I admonish you and rebuke you to challenge me in the scripture. Go back and prove the things, whether they be of your way or whether they be of some stipulation this man has established. Everything that I said you establish here. He said, will you not tremble before me, my presence? He said, do you not understand I have placed the sand by the bounds of the sea, by statutes forever, that it cannot pass it? Though the waves thereof toss them, you, yet can they not prevail. Though they roar, yet cannot they pass by that. So he gives us an example of his power. He said, I've laid the sands on the sea. He said, and even the most torrid roar of the sea cannot remove the sand from its place where I put it. And the sea is bound by the jurisdiction that I have commanded. Will you not fear me? Will you not understand me at all? If I did that, if I have the power to lay down principles, what do principles say? Can anything defy that? Man, with all of his wisdom, can he defy Katrina? Can he defy the tsunami? Can he defy the cyclone? Can he defy these tornadoes? And Yahweh has done something recently. Tornadoes never jump over rivers. And yet in our city, it went over the river and tore the city. Why? Because this is a wicked generation. This is an evil generation. And Yahweh is showing, he's venting his anger and showing this corrupt generation how vile they are. He's going to bring this nation down because America is the God of the world today. He's going to break her backbone. He's going to shiver her spine. He's going to break her. She's going to be broken. She will have no life in her because she has become the Lord of the lives of the people. She has become the Lord of the world. People will steal. They will do anything to get here. They will do anything. They will sell their children to get here. And when they get here, they sell their souls. That's what they do. They sell their beings for the corruption of this nation, which offers no life at all. It brings them here by the tons and offer them a slave mentality, that they are bound by slavery and they work to try to supply and furnish the needs of this wicked flesh. And Yahweh tells us, having food and raiment, with that you rejoice before me. That will be content. Be happy. Rejoice with that. You don't need nothing else. They bring them here and they come here and they act like fools. Well, because the spirit of this nation is foolish. The principle, the foundation of Yahweh, it comes by first of all hearing. You must hear Yahweh. Then you must do what he tells you. You will never have a principle or foundation of strength without doing what he tells you. We brothers, Brother Dolph and Jermaine, now we build buildings around here. We could have established our own little principle of doing a foundation, but it wouldn't work. Or we couldn't have gone to this ground and just, the sand seems hard, let's just lay there. No, that won't work. We put a little extra down there than we put up top because we needed more down there than up here. So put a little extra, that's all right. Or a little more. So you cannot establish a foundation by obeying and hearing the principles of that law. And Yahweh is all wise, isn't he? We must hear the principles of what he has established before we were and before anything was, he is. So his principles never fail. And if he tells you how to build a foundation, I believe I want to find out how to build one. If he shows me how to build a foundation, I want to build the foundation the way he says. Because I know that I don't care what beat against it. We fall over everything, don't we? We fall over a little wind. Someone hurts my feeling. Someone said this, bam. She told me that, boom. He looked at me, bam. They said, boom. I don't like Pam. Why do you think you fall into sin? Because there is no principle there. There is no foundation there. He said the wind can blow vehemently, the torrent, rain can beat upon it vehemently, and it's going to stand. We don't even stand when a drop of rain falls on us. We don't even stand when we're criticized, critiqued, or rebuked, or reproved. We can't even stand. You have no foundation. You're weak. And he tells you how to become strong. Just say, I'm weak. And I need help, Yahweh. Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. Because of what Yahshua has done for me. He tells you what to do. The reason we don't do it is because we don't hear it. Have you ever seen a child, the parent says to the child, say, bless you, sister, so the child. Go ahead and say, bless her. Now, the child can't say it. He knows how to say it because he said it before, hasn't it? But the child is just exemplifying a stubbornness, isn't it? That's what this woman is like. She's stubborn. And she knows nothing. She's loud. She's stubborn. She's an ignorant thing. She dressed like a harlot. She acts like a whore. So what is she? She's a whore. Say what you want to. Well, you calling your wish house that, let me tell you, that Israel, that bunch you brought out of Egypt, they went whoring under every bay tree. There was not a god upon the face of the earth they didn't go whoring after. The black god, the white god, the Babylonian god, the Yardim god, the Indian god, every god they went after. She's just like a hoe, he said. You're not a whore. Ho. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Now, if you offended, is that because you are a whore? You've gone whoring after things. And so correct me, Yahweh, in your judgment. I want him to correct me. You understand? I'm not above his correction and not in your anger, because we're going to see the anger of Yahweh soon. He said, if I correct you in my anger, you're coming to nothing. I'm going to bring you to nothing. That's what he's going to do. He wants his principles in our life. And it begins with the fear, brothers and sisters, with the trembling before Yahweh, with the trembling, with the fear of what you say out of your mouth. Because if you're saying things out of this love, it's because your love is corrupt. If it's right, if it's a right thing, there's something that is right there. There's something that is good there. There's something that is correct there. But if it's not according to the principles of Yahweh, something is not right there. It is not right. I want to deal with this Yara, the fear of Yahweh, this awesome, terrifying thing. He's awesome, isn't he? He's terrifying. So if he has placed the sands of the sea to withstand the waters and the vehement and the torrent rushing to the shores, ought we not to fear him? Should we not even consider him? Don't you want to know the one that did that? Well, my friend, that is by some metaphor. It is by some evolution of time that things are established. Like, this is an ignorant generation. No, the gravity doesn't hold the water there. It is the word of Yahweh that holds it there. He says here, and that as far as it goes. It's his principle, or the Torah, the law, or the spoken word of Yahweh. Not this damnable trash that the Hagans and the Copelands and the Fred Price, the Rhema words, you speak and it comes. No, you can say to that sea, come above that sand, and it cannot. And Yahweh, his principle, having food and raiment, be content. Hell and the grave are never satisfied. Neither is the heart of man ever satisfied. That's his principle. That is the Torah of Yahweh. That's the law. So he can give you a house. Listen. 50-acre house, you will still not be satisfied. He can give you servants for every room. You think you will not murmur? You go in one room, it's dusty. This house is so big, can't get it warm. It would be hard keeping something like that warm, wouldn't it? You still will murmur. He wants us to have the principle of Yahweh. And one that is murmuring, listen to me, I don't care if they murmur low voice. That is a clamorous person, and they are loud. They are loud. That's what it is. They are loud. They are clamorous. I don't care. I hate that, especially about a woman. I hate a clamorous woman. I hate that. That's one of the most ugliest things. It's one of the most vilest things. It is. The daughter of Zion should learn in silence and in all subjection.
That's how you learn, just being silent. That's how you learn. There are colleges, they got 500 students in a class. No time to ask the professor no question. You learn in silence. That's how you learn. Why? Because you hear what he is saying. That's how you learn. No, you don't raise your hand to an hour, 15 minute class, because he's rolling or she's rolling. And when she or he gives you the test, you better pass it. And you learn more by sitting there listening and hearing than all the questions you ask. It never conveys to you what you need to know, because the thing you need to know is how to hear. To hear. And do what those principles imply, and you will see how it will work. And that's what Yahweh is telling us, brothers and sisters. I preach these things to strengthen us and to tear down those stony hearts that we have. To break down those partitions we have against Yahweh. We need this in this hour. I don't need to tell you how to get rich. You're rich. You have food and raiment. You have bread on your table. Man, what a blessing. What a man like Pastor Bamboo, his wife wrote me the other day, said, Pastor Roberts, he cannot get up. He is so sick. His feet. Can you imagine a country like that in India? The waters are so polluted and poisonous. You drink something over there, could knock you right over. The young man he is, the filth, the stench of filth, the pollution, 300 million gods, and yet they are not even gods. She says he's so sick, he cannot even get up, Pastor Roberts. He can't move, he's very sick. Do pray. Have victory there to pray for him. And yet we sat around with our petty, simple ways. No true principles of Yahweh, the things that are more weightier, judgment and justice. We don't want those things. We want things that are trivia. And we don't like men like Pastor Roberts that will tell us what's in us. And so he takes the plow of Yahweh, and he plows very deep today. He cuts. I intend to cut because Yahweh cuts. I want you to see this here in Shemoth in Exodus. Exodus 20, verse 18. And all the people saw the thundering and the lightning and the noise of the shofar and the mountain smoking. You ever see the mountain smoking? Not the trees, it says. It says the mountain was smoking. I've never seen a rock smoking. It had to be some fervent fire, Deacon Biddy, for the mountain to smoke. And the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood. When they saw it, they say, "Ma, that is no natural phenomenon there. To see a rock, a huge mountain, smoking." No, I don't believe it's just a little smoke on the top. I believe that the mountain smoke. Not because the trees were on fire. They saw the, that's why they moved away from that. They're different if they saw trees burning and smoking, but they saw the rock smoking. That's the consuming power of the word of Yahweh. They saw smoke and they moved afar off. And they said to Moshe, "Speak with us. Talk to us." And they said, "And we will hear." And that's all they said, didn't they? See, they didn't want to do. "We will hear what you say." That's what we will do. We will hear, but we won't do. You know the old Baptist lying preachers, and they still do it today. "Well, I tell you all, just do as I say and don't worry about what I do." No. If you believe in what you're saying, you will do it. If it's no principle to you, then you will not do it. So scripture says, this is how we are. Look, everything that Yahweh puts in this book, he allowed even the corrupt scribes to put in there. He got across what he intended to. And all of their surmising, he still can get across to his people what he intends for them to understand and to know. That's why he has precepts all throughout the book and concepts a little here and a little there that they cannot in all of their demising destroy it. So it said they heard what he said. They said, "We will hear you." Now look what they said. They said they will hear. They didn't tell them we'll do now. "But we will hear what you say. But let not Yahweh speak with us unless we die." Don't let him speak to us. We don't want him to speak to us today. No, don't speak to us, Yahweh. He said, "That day in sundry times I spoke to you by the prophets. And now in this hour I speak to you in a more excellent way by his son, Hamashiach." Because he's the living power of my truth. And Moshe said to the people, "Fear not,
Now, you see what Yahweh has done. Now, you do not yirah, or you do not, with great trepidation, fear Yahweh. You don't respect Him. For Yahweh is come to prove you, and that His fear may be before your face, that you what? That you sin not. He's come to prove you. He come to show you what's in you. And so when Yahweh makes a visitation to you, brothers and sisters, He's coming to show you what's in you. That's what He's coming to do. He's coming to show you what's in you. To bring fear, to bring His principles, that you will not sin. That you will not blatantly sin. And this little thing we got here, because it all starts right here, it caused more sin and more death than anything. That's why it's going to be set on the fire, the course of hell. That little thing is a ruly evil. Nobody can tame it. That's why Yahweh says it's good for nothing. When I finish with it, I'm going to just set it on fire. That's what He's going to do. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
It won't be good for nothing. Nothing. Who knows what the kingdom is going to be like? What language is going to be in the kingdom? Hebraic language? I doubt it. Because if we're like HaMashiach, we will know all things. And everything will be unto Yahweh. You won't have time for nothing else but Him. And your work, you'll have time for Him. And your talk, you have, because everything you talk is Him. And you just talk to Him. And this is what the world has done to us. It removed us away from the principle. And without principle, you have no foundation. And it begins with this, brothers and sisters. You will never have a foundation unless you hear and do it. You must hear it first. And I'm talking about the Shema. You must perceive it. You must understand it. You must understand the discernment of it. You must acknowledge it. You must accept it. And what it commands you to, you do it with faithfulness of heart. With wholeheartedness. When He tells you to learn to be quiet, learn to be quiet. You tell someone today, just be quiet, they get upset with that. A fool is not hurt because they talk much. A wise man is hurt because he doesn't talk. So that's a fool. No one wants to talk to them. They want to get away from them. He talks too much. Every time you see her, she's running her mouth. Always questions, what about this or what about that? Don't worry about that. Scripture tells you what to do about that. Just work with your own hand. Mind your own business. Don't worry about nothing else. You got enough sweeping around your door. Don't worry about nothing else. If you don't understand a thing, Yahweh will, He will cause you to understand. How many of you all understand the theory of Einstein? His theory of relativity. Do you understand the format? You understand the depth of that mathematical equation? But it works, doesn't it? How do you know it works? Because they dropped the bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, didn't they? So you know it worked. You know it worked. The principles work. The principles work. And so will the principles of Yahweh if we make them applicable in our lives, if we apply them to our lives. And they don't work because we have no fear of what He says. Did not Yahweh speak? Did they not say, don't let Yahweh speak to us?
Yeah.
That's what I tell these corrupt men today. They will tell you, Yahweh spoke. No, they don't say this. They say, God spoke to me. I believe that God did. But Yahweh hasn't spoken to them. He hasn't. You will see in place in Scripture, those that He spoke to, men, He chose them. He brought them apart, set them apart, that He could speak to them. And when Yahweh speaks to a man, He speaks to people, it brings about trepidation. If Yahweh was speaking to this house, to these people, by His natural voice, it would kill us all. Because we're full of sin. We're full of anti-Yahweh. And He brings judgment every time He comes. When Yahweh comes into His house, He comes to judge it. He comes to clean it out, to make right, because in the course of a few days, you become so polluted. If you don't believe that, look at your natural biological body. You bathe today, you will stink tomorrow evening. You don't have to do one thing, you will stink under your arms. And some of the most private places, it will shown off stink. Look at who you are. And so when you try to hide your little private sin and covet your little private sin, it brings about an aura out of you that is full of stench and vileness. We see it in our flesh, in our attitude. Sure we do. We need to be truth seekers and seek your way. So they cry, don't let Yahweh speak to us. We don't want Him to speak. Because if He speaks to us, we are going to die. Moshe says to them, you better respect Yahweh. You better have some fear of Yahweh. You better allow the principles of Yahweh be the founding principles in your life. And it begins with fearing Him. It begins with the fear of Yahweh. And you will know you fear when you begin to hate your attributes. You will know you fear Yahweh when you begin to hate your evil ways, your evil. You begin to hate your pride, brothers and sisters. Your arrogance and your evil ways, you began to hate that perverse mouth of yours. Have you ever said things that you hate you said it?
Yes.
Have you ever said things that you got angry at you because you said it?
Yes.
You need to get that consistently and permanently in your ruah to know that you're walking in Yahweh's wisdom. When you allow things like that to fill your heart, and you do not eradicate those things out, you do not cleanse yourself of them, but there is no fear of Yahweh there. None whatsoever. None at all. Period. And for some reason, this is a generation, and I know why, because it's evil. It's an adulterous generation, and it's not faithful. It doesn't know how to be faithful. It cannot be faithful. And the only way it's going to be faithful, we must begin to establish the principles of Yahweh. And it begins with fear, reverencing Him, honoring Him, trembling in His presence. Because you know you're in the presence of the Awesome One. And there is no other one like Him. No one can perform the things that Yahweh performs. No one has the ability to do the things that He has done and what He can do. He made you. Come on, just look at your hand. Look at that thing. I want everyone to look at your hand. Isn't that awesome? I like that thing of mine. Well, that's all right. Fat. Thick fingers. But that's all right. I like it. Sure I do. Sure I do. He made man. And He put something in man that is different in everybody. It's called DNA. You know what that is? Who knows what DNA is? I'll tell you what it is. It's simply just it's a form of an acid in the body of a man. And it's all different in everyone. That's all right. That's all right by me. I can't even fathom that. A little acid in your body is different than mine. Have a baby is different. The baby is different. Only Yahweh can do that. Only Yahweh can do that. So He tells us to understand who I am and shun my principles. You're a fool. You are a stupid, ignorant thing. And my principles entail you being corrected, reproved, rebuked, admonished, chastised, esteemed, blessed, lifted up. We must hear what He speaks to us. You're not going to hear it speaking from a carnal mind. You're going to have to hear what the book says, what Scripture says, what the Word of Yahweh says. He says in Mishlei, Proverbs 1:29. Yahweh says, "For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the Yirah, the fear of Yahweh, they were none of my counsel, they would not obey me, they despised my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices." Because you will not obey me, because you will not receive my counsel. He said you're going to eat the fruit of your own growth, your own fruit. And that's why we're eating the fruit of our own bitterness, our own hatred, our own sinfulness, our own wickedness, and we're sick, we're weakly. We take the body of HaMashiach in vain. The body, the truth of this HaMashiach doesn't strengthen us. Because we're sickly people. We're dead. We're dead. We're trespassing in our sins, our iniquitous ways. We don't rely upon Torah truth. That's the way this generation is. That's the mindset of this generation. There's no love affair for Yahweh. And it's one thing about a virtuous wife. She loves her husband. That's why she's virtuous. That's why she was a virgin. That's what creates the love. That's what creates the bond. And the world has taken that away. And so we come to Yahweh. We've been scarred. We've played around like a whore. We've been on every kind of bay tree under the Baptist, the Methodist, the Pentecostal. We got every kind of damnable doctrine there is. And we try to hold on to that trash. We got to let it all go. Let it all go because it's not based upon the principles and the foundation truths of Yahweh. And if He guides with Him, I have no God before me. Don't make it Him. Remember my name. Don't take it in vain and keep my Shabbat set apart. He means what He says. He means just that. He doesn't speak in vain. If He speaks in vain, that means He's lying. And He is not a liar. He means what He says. He means what He says. And we've taken all that He says and we've gone on to every whore tree to try to find a reason. Well, what does He mean by that? That's why He gives you the ruah. That you'll know what He means. So we go to the Baptist and find out what He means. Okay, well, I know this preaching ain't Pastor Roberts. He said we have to keep sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. Oh, no, baby doll. That's not how it is. Oh, that was done away with. Okay, I didn't understand that. Okay. And then she looks at him. He says something she doesn't like. Then she goes over to the Methodist whore tree. Then he hears something going there he doesn't like. Then he goes over to the Presbyterian whore tree. Just under every bay tree they're looking at. They're looking for a spot to shade their sin, at the heart their corruption, their vile, evil ways. That's what they're looking for. And you're not going to find it because how much is the fullness of the brightness of Yahweh shining forth in His fullness. So everywhere you go, He shines on you. Shine on me. Shine. He shines on us. Shine on me. Let the light of the Shemayim shine on me, Yahweh. Shine. His truth does. Shine on me, Yahweh. Shine. Let your truth shine on me. I don't care where you try to go, He shines. I don't care where you hide yourself, He still shines. I don't care what bay tree, whore tree you're under, you're looking for the shade, but the shine of the truth still shines. It finds you. Sure does. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. And so we bless Him for His truth shining, exposing every flaw. Can I tell you something? You in the house looking at a mirror at your skin is superficial. It doesn't show you what's really there. You go out in the sun, look in a mirror, you will see really what your skin looks like. Because it's the light that Yahweh created. Let there be light. And there was light. And the light, how much is the what? The light of what? Is how much is the light of the world? Did He declare Himself to be the light of the world? Is He the light of the world? And so when you look, when that reflects on it, it shows you everything. You don't think, I know what I'm saying, get a mirror, go outside when the sun is up, and look at your skin in that mirror. And go in the bathroom. I don't care what kind of light you have, I don't care how bright it is, it looks totally different. You look at that, you say, whoa, getting a little black there, your bags, I can see that a little better. That don't look too good. You will see every kind of little crevice there. You find stuff there you're trying to hide. I don't want to hide it. Hallelujah. He's the light of the world. And so that's what He does. He lights up the torch. And that torch is the truth of Yahweh.
That's what He bears.
He bears the torch. He keeps it hot. That's what He does. That's what He does. And it's not some little pen light. It's not just a little small light. It shines throughout the whole world. And nothing is going to put it out. Your opposition, your dislikes, your likes, your hostility, nothing is going to put it out. Nothing is going to hide Yahweh's truth. Man has done a marvelous job. But to the seed, the remnant of the seed, it shall be revealed. It shall be made known. I want to read another scripture. I'm going to stop after this one. The reason why, because there I have more scripture. It's something because I start a message, I never finish it, do I? That's all right. I'll finish them one day. I got so many that I need to preach, but I can't. I could, but I can't. But that's all right. This gives you enough to just, gives you enough to go ahead and start to dig again.
Yeah.
Preparing that foundation, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's all right. There's nothing like starting a foundation or starting to work. Someone shows you how to do it. First thing you say, I got it. I can do it. I got it. You ever done that? Oh, I have. Well, I don't have no Protestant. Brother Dolph, what you mean? How do you do this right here? Well, do this. Okay, I got it. I got that. Oh, okay, yeah, I see it now. Okay, boom. Someone shows you something, you say, oh, okay, I got it now. And the more you go along, the more you gain confidence, doesn't it? So, with HaMashiach, our way, has He shone the light upon us to show us the way? He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes unto the Abba but by Him. I don't care what this wicked world says. Comes through HaMashiach. For He's the life of Torah. You can't even believe the letter of Torah. That's why people doesn't retain them. You must have the life of Torah. And HaMashiach is the life of Torah. He's the living example. He's the living power of Torah. I want to close here. It says this in Yeshaya. Hallelujah. Yeshaya. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 1. This is good. Appropriate scripture to stop. It gives us an understanding of the profound character of the kingdom of HaMashiach, where He rules by the authority of Yahweh. And what is His kingdom? Are we not the kingdom of Yahweh? That's not His Ruach dwells in us. So the principles that HaMashiach spoke to us should not they rule our heart and our mind? This is what he says in Yeshaya. Look at this quickly. It says, and there shall come forth out a rod out of the stem of Yeshaya, and a branch shall grow out of its roots. And this is the prophecy of HaMashiach. And the Ruah, now listen to this carefully now. I want you to hear this. And the Ruah of Yahweh shall rest upon him. Does it say that in your book? The Ruah, it may say spirit, but the Ruah of Yahweh shall rest upon him. And the spirit of the Ruah of wisdom and understanding. The Ruah of counsel and might. And the Ruah of knowledge. Look at that now. The Ruah of knowledge and what?
Fear.
And what?
Fear.
And the fear of who?
Yahweh.
And the fear of Yahweh. The power of Yahweh's principles could never have been established in HaMashiach unless there was a reverence and a fear before him. He said the fear of Yahweh, the knowledge of now. We got fear, but we don't have the knowledge of the fear of Yahweh. That's a different thing. When you have the knowledge of the fear of Yahweh, you obey him.
Yeah.
And you do it with great delight. Men got fear that they're losing their job, their home, their wife, their children, their husband, but no fear of Yahweh. He said the knowledge now, the understanding, the perception, the foundational truths of the fear of Yahweh. Look at this now. This is what he says. These are not my words added. The Yira of Yahweh, the fear of Yahweh. Now listen to the fear of Yahweh, verse 3. And it says, and shall make him of what kind of understanding?
Grace.
It's a slow understanding.
Grace.
Then why are we not made a quick understanding? Well, I don't understand. Please shut your mouth then. He heard what his Abba commanded, didn't he? We saw an example in Gethsemane when he prayed 3 times and he just concluded, I know what your will is. Nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. I know what you want me to do. Come on, Abba. And when he went back and said, so I'm ready now. Sleep on, boys. I don't need you. He said he shall make him a quick understanding. We are a generation so ignorant. We have no understanding. We're not quick to understand our ways, our faults, our sins, our corruption. Why? Because we have no foundation. When a man builds a foundation, when you have no foundation and the buildings are cracking, you say, why is that cracking? Why is that split apart like that? Why is the roof falling down on your side? He's looking around the building, you have no foundation. He says, you make him a quick understanding in what? Quick understanding in what?
Fear
of who? Now that's what he was made of, a quick understanding of the Yirah of Yahweh. And he shall not judge after the sight of the sin of his eyes, neither reprove after the hearing of his ear. Well, Pastor Robert, you've drawn that way. You know what Shaul said? He said, I wasn't even there, but I'm telling you, that one is wicked. Put him out. That one is wrong. Put him out. He said, I'm not there, but I'm there. Don't even have to see them out. I know it's the truth. Shaul, I hear things about you and I partly believe them because I know how you are. I know you got that kind of attitude and I know you got that kind of personality. We need the principles, the foundation of Yahweh. Those that hear the word and will not obey it, they have no principle. They have no foundation. I'm telling you. And when this whole kingdom of darkness is exposed, you're going to fall. You're going to sell your soul. Yahweh means what he says. I will not practice this with some kind of damnable religious practice. I will not walk this way just to have some kind of goosebump of emotion for some religious practice. I believe that is so sure and it's so real that I bank everything I got on it, on this, and all I possess is my being. I bank everything on this, everything. Why? Because I know one thing, that there's an appointment that you're going to go to, and you're going to die. You're going to meet death. That little thing in your stomach is going to die one day. So I bank everything on that, the principles of Yahweh. I bank everything on that. I bank everything on what I've read today. I bank everything on what I taught today. Why? Because I believe it. No, don't do as I tell you. I'm going to do what it says, that I may be an example, and you may follow me as I follow the example of HaMashiach. That's what Shaul said. You follow me. Every step I take, you take it. I'm following him. You follow me as I follow him. You follow me. As I follow him, you follow me. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's what you do. I'm going to follow the principles. I want a foundation. Yes, I do, because I know the wind is going to beat. I don't want to fall. I don't want to fall to sin. I want to fall to greed. I don't want to fall to some lust for money and stuff, something like that. I want to die in him in HaMashiach. I've been bought with the precious price. And I don't want to sell that for fuel or trinkets.
disobedient, to defy Yahweh. I want to hold fast to the things that are true and right. And everything that corrupts my mind and takes me away from Yahweh, I want to root that out. And there's nothing that takes you away from Yahweh more than you. You. Your anger can take you away from your emotions, your feelings, your like, your dislike, your moodiness, all of that takes you away from Him. Nobody else takes you. Well, what about the devil? Well, I believe what Scripture says, just resist him. Submit myself unto the word of Yahweh. Resist him. And he's going to flee. That's all. He has to flee. I believe the principles of Yahweh. And they work. May Yahweh bless you all today. You that are listening, may He strengthen your heart. I will continue this message. I'll leave it like that, all right? I'll pick this one up someday. I don't know when, but I will. But it gives you enough to eat off the table. It gives you enough to search Scripture and to find these principles and see if these things are true. See if they have life in them. If they will grant you an audience before Yahweh. And I believe it will, brothers and sisters. We just hold fast to that which is good. And whatever Yahweh speaks to us is tov. The book is a book of tov things and good things and mighty things. It's a book of good things and wonderful things. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, wow. Yahweh's bringing them from everywhere to listen to the messages. I bless Him for that. And that's why I tell people, when you come here, don't come here trying to, don't come here asking questions, just come. If it's not of Yahweh, don't even listen to me. Yahweh, can I ask you a question? Listen to this. Oh, y'all look at me, please. Yahweh says that those that are His sons, they're led by what? By His what? His Ruah. So He will not even lead you here unless, if He leads you, He's leading you here for Pastor Robert to show you, to sharpen you a little bit. And believe me, I don't care who you are, male or female, when you come here, if you're not walking right, I will tell you. Hallelujah, Yahweh. That's just the truth. And don't think you're going to come here and tell me. I'm not going to let you do that. You come here to be told. I have these men that are right. Man, be quiet. You don't even know anything. Woman, be quiet. Just learn to be quiet, daughter. That is one of the most beautiful things of a woman, to be quiet. Just quiet. Just have a beautiful, meek, quiet spirit without fight. There's nothing more beautiful than that. It's one thing that a man, he despises a woman like that. I don't care. Women don't understand that like men. He despises a woman like that. He wants the quietness. He loves a quiet woman when she's quiet. When her walk is not loud. When her actions are not loud. He just wants to be quiet. Just quiet. There are women that walk, and they're loud when they walk. They're clamorous. There are women that walk. Thank you, my brother. That women that walk in a very dignified way, you would not even know they're in the midst. They have a beauty to them that is not accentuated by some fleshly, what we think is beautiful. Yeah. Them whores in Hollywood, they're supposed to be beautiful, and every time you turn around, they marry somebody. Yeah. They can't hold on to a man. The men look more prettier than they look. The skin of the men are more smoother than their skin. Yeah. And I guarantee you, the hands are just as soft as theirs. I want my hands to be soft like that. Or at least have some calluses there, deep. Yeah. Jermaine, he got the hands, all right? He got the man's hands, okay? I want my hands to be at least rough. I don't want to, all right? I don't want no hands soft as a baby's hips. I want my hands to have a little toughness to it. Yeah, I want some calluses there. I don't want soft hands. But you know, that's the mindset of this generation. The women today, they want men that are almost, that look like them. The women that are soft like that. They don't want men that are, that's the truth. Young girls today, they rather men be soft like them and thin like them. They don't want nobody, you know, they don't want men that are masculine today, strong looking. They don't want that. That's the opinion today. Man, with hands like you, they say, you need to go get a manicure and a pedicure, Jermaine. Now, I want to get your hands manicured, but they want you to have a pedicure painted up. What in the world with my nails? A trash on there. That folks so stupid. You see these folks in these malls, women. I see women in there with oxygen tanks on. Just can't hardly breathe. Trying to get their old wicked nails and skin just as cruddy and wrinkled like a potato chip. They're trying to get their nails. I've seen more than one. Tanks on. And they think that's beautiful. Trying to get their old nails, old hands wrinkled like some trash. I wouldn't even put my hand on no toes like that. And they think that's beautiful. I look at them sometimes. I just look. You got intent for them to see me. I don't have no problem with that. I say, you're a fool, old woman. That's vanity.
Beauty is what? Said. No, it's getting deep. Come to my scripture. He says, that's an old proverb. Beauty is what? Beauty is deceit. That's what it is. It's just a deceitful thing. And our beauty is not in nothing like that. Our beauty is in the meekness of the Ruach of Yahweh. He will beautify us with the Ruach of meekness and salvation. Not because your nails are painted up like a whore. You got pedicure or toenail, somebody playing with your toes. What wants some of the man? What wife wants some of the man? She got her toes up there and he's painting her toenails and clipping them. Massaging her foot. What would I look like if you give me a massage? I wouldn't have a massage from no woman from nowhere. Laying out naked on tape and she's up there massaging me. I wouldn't have the woman. And I certainly don't want no effeminate man on my back. What kind of man wants to put his hands on another man and massage him? That's all right with a brother. Come on, brother. I get that thing. Come on, brother. Ain't that shoulder hurting? Yeah, I get that, brother. That's all right. But I'm certainly not going to lay down and let no man naked stand over me and call himself massaging me. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to let some strange woman put her hands on me, painted up nails, looking like a fool. And she calls herself massaging me, got a knee up in my back and rubbing at it. What? That's wrong. That's just flat out wrong. It's not of Yahweh. Your back is hurting. Just bend over someone. Just, boy, that thing is hurting. Tell the Sister Roberts last night, but my shoulder was cramping. I hadn't played basketball in a while, so I was cramping. I turned one way and that thing cramped. What I do, just lay back like that for a while and get it out. Yahweh never intended that. And the world has proved it so many. What? He wants your daughters to be beautiful. Your Ruach. And it begins with the quiet nature. Same thing with the brother. He wants us to be beautiful too. He does. It begins with us controlling ourselves and maintaining the principles of Yahweh. Come on, Brother Patrick. May Yahweh bless you all. You that are listening, Brother Michael, you and Sister Michaela, Brother Alex, their faithful brother and sister's wife. And even when I talk to her, I always talk to Brother Michael. I say to them, I'm not the best typist. I can type pretty fast. I really can. I type well. But I don't like typing. I type, when I respond to someone, it's one page, and that's it. No two pages. I don't care. There's other people write me 5-6 pages. I write one page, and that's it. Period. And so when they ask me questions, and they always ask good questions. They're good because it's not that they know they don't know. And they want to get an understanding. I don't mind the scripture tell us to avoid foolish questions in genealogy. When someone asks a question, they want to say, well, why you do it, then why are you doing that? And really it's not going to strengthen them. It's just a reason to want to know. It's a foolish question. So you avoid them. I do it because I want to. How about that? They're not going to satisfy. Well, why? I said that. Well, why you do it? Because I said it. That's enough. If I explain to them why I do it, still will not. Because if they don't have the ability to just sit and be quiet and understand, they will never learn. That's it. And that's what we have to do. And this brother and his wife, they're very faithful. They're kind toward me. And I bless you all for them. There are others. But I just acknowledge them. I really do, brothers and sisters. I do. I bless you all for them. And the continuous support, Brother Nathan down there in Florida, in Dallas, Houston, Texas. He carries the broadcast and others are able to listen to that. And it's just a tremendous blessing. And he will be here not this Friday, it's next Friday, the 28th. He's coming from Houston, Texas. He'll be here at 150 at Douglas Airport. We'll pick him up. He's going to be with us until Sunday. The precious brother in the Emunah loves Yahweh. And he says to me, Pastor Roberts, unless it's preached the way you preach it, it's not preaching. It's meant to cut. It's meant to tear down. It's meant to scar. That's what it's meant for. And if it's not like that, to me, it's not preaching. I want to hear that kind of preaching. I do too, Brother Nathan. May Yahweh bless you all. You that listen, join in with us as we sing this song, as we dedicate it unto you. Let us stand to our feet before Yahweh. Come on. Hallelujah, Yahweh. So let be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Bring out your love, sweep this house. Calls us Yahweh. Real. So let there be.
grab your neighbor's hand as we sing this. Come on, everyone. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Ring out your love, sweet the sound. Calls us your way to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Come on, look in your neighbor's eyes and sing a chorus of this.
So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love in our lives. Bring out your love, sweetest house. Calls us Yahweh to arise. Give us a fresh understanding, a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shed among us. Let there be love.
Come on, sing it again, every heart. We bless you all that are listening today. We pray that Yahweh will strengthen your heart. We pray that the word was a strength to you today. And that the principles of this truth, total revelation, only through Yahshua HaMashiach, will be revealed unto you, and the impact of them will transform your life radically. And that HaKodesh Ruah will sustain that growth and power. Until next Shabbat, we bless you all.
Understanding a brotherly love that is real. So let there be love shared among us. Let there be love.
Hallelujah. For thy name is great today above, we thank you. And we want to be a people that have the foundation of truth. So we will hear and obey and do what you command. Strengthen every heart here today. Our precious brothers and sisters that are listening by the live stream, all of them. We don't know them all by name, but bless them. And touch them in a mighty way. We do ask in HaMashiach's name. We do want your strength and your healing power to rest upon our precious Pastor Babu there in India. And also we want to pray for Elder Martin there in Kenya. The drought, death all around him. People are dying, the animals, no water, Yahweh. We don't take your blessings for granted. To have water, Yahweh, I bless you. I thank you for a little cool glass of water and to be able to cleanse my body from all the toxicity that I've put in it, being able to bathe. So I bless you. I don't think that, and we are not better than Pastor Beppu. We're not better than Elder Martin. Not at all, Yahweh. Our brothers and sisters in Haiti, such poverty. Country that is so enslaved by that snare. The rulers and the leaders are part of this world government to deprive the people of the simple things. I pray for them there, all over the nations of the world. Bless them, I pray. And cause those that have much, how dwelleth the love of Yahweh in them when they see their brother or sister in need. and they shut up the bowels of compassion. There is no true Ahava of Yahweh. So heal everyone. Touch them, I pray. Give them great strength. We ask all things in the mighty hope and promise of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. We bless you. In all the tradition cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh.